the rest of the story. In the early years of aviation, you didn't have retractable landing gear, and you could not make it across the Pacific Ocean nonstop with landing gear dragging the air and weighing you down. So, if you wanted to one-hop the Pacific Ocean, your aircraft needed removable landing gear. That is, you jettisoned your wheel assembly after you got airborne, and upon reaching your destination, you made a controlled, calculated belly landing. And that system effectively added 600 miles to your range, and you needed every yard of it to make the demanding 4,500-mile flight, such as this one. Hugh Herndon and Clyde Pangborn had taken off from Misawa, Japan. 3 hours out, their Belanca monoplane soaring smoothly on its eastward course, the pilots decided to jettison their landing gear. Minus 300 pounds of wind break, the aircraft climbed to 1,400 feet, where it encountered a friendly tailwind, and the sun went down, and the Belanca's airframe started icing up in the cloud. Oh, no problem. They would night fly at a nice, dry 17,000 feet, so they climbed again. But hold on a second. In the wheel assembly jettison, two of the gear's bracing rods had not dropped clear. They were still sticking out from the underside of the plane. And experienced aviators Herndon and Pangborn knew what that meant. With the wheel-less struts still attached, their stateside landing would most certainly be their last. There was only one thing to do now. Clyde Pangborn, a flying circus wingwalker in his barnstorming days, Clyde must summon those steely nerves one last time for one last stunt. He must climb out of the plane into the freezing darkness, into the 100-mile-an-hour slipstream thousands of feet over the ocean, and pry loose those bracing rods with his bare hands. And with Hugh Herndon's hands steady at the controls, holding her by the North Star, Clyde Pangborn did precisely what he had to do. And then he returned safely to the cockpit and eventually to Fancher Field, Wenatchee, Washington. Oh, did I mention, Herndon and Pangborn were the first flyers to use that removable landing gear system. That's right. You see, Clyde had spontaneously conceived and constructed that fall-away wheel assembly for that particular journey. Trying, as were he and Herndon, in October of 1931, to break the world round-trip record set 4 months previous by Harold Gatty and Wiley Post. The annals of aviation will forever reflect that pilots Hugh Herndon and Clyde Pangborn, only 4 years following Charles Lindbergh's historic transatlantic flight, became the first to fly across the wider Pacific Ocean non-stop, 41 hours, 13 minutes, a record which would stand until 1949, just 8 years before the Soviet Union launched the satellite Sputnik. But remember, it was the world's round-trip record which Herndon and Pangborn were attempting to shatter, and that they did not do. So landing on that strip of dirt in East Wenatchee, weary eyes on the clock, they already realized that they had failed. And that is so. But I just thought you should know the rest of the story.